Did you know that an estimated 15% of the world's population live with some form of disability? However, this does not prevent these individuals from participating in the development of any country once they are given the chance. The government is imploring local-based companies to assist persons with disabilities to make meaningful contribution to society by providing employment for them. The Abilities Foundation of Jamaica has been training a number of persons with disabilities, enabling them to become ready for the world of work. 26-year-old Lexley Johnson is one such individual. He has received employment at beverage-producing company Jamaican Teas, where he has been working for almost 2 years.
I think disabled persons with the right mindset work even twice as hard as an able-bodied person, because they want to achieve, they want to prove to the world that, what you know, we can do this.
He says although he's living with a disability, he's able to complete the tasks set out for him.
Basically, I do two things. I work both in the factory and in the office. When I'm in the factory, I do a process called shrink wrapping, which you take the products, the teas, and run them through a machine, sometimes three together, sometimes six, and put them in a plastic, a plastic compresses them, and then that's it. I do quality control for the products in the factory.
Chief Executive Officer of Jamaican Teas, John Mafood, says the company currently employs 3 persons living with disabilities. He says it's important that companies give persons from this community a chance to make a living for themselves while contributing to national development.
Well, first of all, we have a responsibility as employers to balance the people that we employ. Secondly, we know that it's hard enough for everybody to find employment with the high unemployment rate, and doubly so for people who either have a disability of one kind or the other.
From all accounts, Mr. Mafood says these persons are capable of carrying out their duties as best as possible.
Well, they certainly are good employees, they're hardworking, they're interested in their job, and we are very happy. And in fact, one of them we were able to promote to another level, to an important position in the company.
22-year-old Shamar Goscott is also employed to Jamaican Teas.
The job I do, it's basically easy. And plus, me, I like working with my hands, so therefore it was easy for me from day one.
Mr. Goscott is urging other companies to join in the effort to employ persons living with disabilities.
I just hope to see more jobs for us with disability and things, because there isn't that much out there for us, knowing that we have disability and the type of disability we have too. So people don't want to really hire us and we can't get the job done. The thing is, from my ears, I have disability. That's it. Some of them really want to check it out and see what's the disability real, because if you look at me, you know, nothing is really wrong. People at least try us, like give us a chance to prove ourselves.
When you bring in people, you want to make sure that those people are prepared for the job and they're prepared as employees or potential employees to contribute positively, to know how to interact with fellow employees, the work ethics that are involved, you know, coming to work on time and those types of things. People from the Abilities Foundation come with that kind of preparation, and it makes your life easier as an employer to employ these people.
Chief Executive Officer of Jamaican Teas, John Mafood, and before him, Shamar Goscott, an employee at Jamaican Teas. If you own or operate a business and are seeking to employ someone from the disabled community, contact the Abilities Foundation of Jamaica at 969-5720.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.